Phnom Penh or Saigon before their countries fell into chaos and ruin. But I was not escaping from Moscow. I was returning to it. I was returning to work, and therefore I wanted to catch up on the weekend's news. One Forbes article I read near the end of the flight caught my eye. It was about a man named Jude Shao, a Chinese-American who, like me, had an MBA from Stanford. He had been a few years behind me at business school. I didn't know him, but like me, he was a successful businessman in a foreign land, in his case, China. He'd gotten into a conflict with some corrupt Chinese officials. In April 1998, Shao was arrested after refusing to pay a $60,000 bribe to a tax collector in Shanghai. Shao was eventually convicted on trumped-up charges and sentenced to 16 years in prison. Some Stanford alumni had organized a lobbying campaign to get him out, but it didn't work. As I read, Shao was rotting away in some nasty Chinese prison. The article gave me the chills. China was 10 times safer than Russia when it came to doing business. For a few minutes, as the plane descended through 10,000 feet over Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport, I wondered if perhaps I was being stupid.